Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. You know what that means. Oh, you know what that means. We are always so excited when our pal Mike Dickinson makes some time for us. Mike is our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, following so much stuff on a Virginia basis, and he's also our WWE expert, so we get him in on both of those issues on Wednesday. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime for you, Jeff, anytime.
All right, let us start with some of the craziness that is or is not going on out in Charlottesville. You know, the Times-Dispatch had a story. Now, we know the story didn't run on Monday because they don't actually print on Monday anymore, but Youngkin leaves with UVA in turmoil. Anything to that?
So this is all Democrat imposed, where Governor Youngkin, every governor gets to appoint his members to the Board of Visitors at universities throughout Virginia. It says it in the state constitution. It says that it's been honored in Virginia for years. And the Democrats in Virginia have done just like the Democrats in Washington, where they don't want to do their duty and vote to confirm members of the Board of Visitors so they can do their job and run the university, and they can do their job and hire a new president. So the Democrats have been obstructing the law in Virginia the last 3.5 years now, and that's why UVA is in turmoil, because they can't get these Board of Visitors members to pass through the General Assembly so they can get a new president. And then Governor-elect Pantsuit Spanberger has weighed in on it, saying that that Youngkin should just, he should just walk away, take an early vacation, and she'll handle getting the new UVA president set up, because it can be another leftist Marxist. You know, we had the big scandal at UVA. Jim Ryan, the former president, he stepped down because big scandal with the Department of Justice, where he would not comply with their eliminating the DEI initiatives and all the other cover-ups that have been going on at UVA. You know, we had the UVA football shooting a couple years ago, where they only issued half of the report came out and the other half was redacted. So we'll never know what was going on with that. We'll never know for certain what was going on with all of these DEI initiatives that infiltrated there and how they did not comply with the mandate. You know, and that's what I just really want that we all need to remember about the Democrats, especially these Democrats that run these universities, be it VCU, George Mason, UVA. It seems like getting a PhD makes you a jerk, because it makes you think you're so arrogant and you know everything that you don't have to listen to the law. And I'm sorry, but being the president of a university, really, you're the same level to me as the guy that picks up the trash. You know, you're a public servant and you work for the public. You don't get to decide what you want to do because you think you know it all.
That's right. That's exactly right. Let's talk about
the speech that took place. Victoria Cobb, who is the president over there at the Family Foundation, a lovely woman. I mean, a brilliant lady, just a marvelous person. She was invited, if I understand it correctly, to speak at a high school, Turning Point USA chapter for a high school at Albemarle, right? And then, to put it mildly, they didn't want her to speak. What's the story behind that?
So Albemarle County has become really ground zero for the Marxist invasion of the suburban angry moms of Virginia. That's all angry liberal white women that they all live in Albemarle County. They all go and drink their wine and sip on their Starbucks lattes and want to force their angry woman beliefs on everybody that, you know, and you know, I'm just opinionizing, but, you know, they hate men. So they want everybody to be OK with being transgender. And if you speak out against transgenderism, then you're promoting violence and you're promoting hate. Mm-hmm. And so Turning Point USA, they have a chapter at West Albemarle High School for high school students. And, you know, it's good. It should be treated like any other high school or college organization. Kids who have a conservative viewpoint should be allowed to meet, you know, especially if you're going to allow transgender students to meet or anybody else that wants to meet. You know, a club is a club is a club.
Right.
And Victoria Cobb was invited to come speak at the high school for the Turning Point USA event. And the school board in West Albemarle, this lady named Spillman, she's a school board member. They're Allison Spillman, and she has a transgender child, so that shows you how good her parenting is. Mm. She absolutely had a meltdown about it and tried to block it, and they had to go to court and get a court order to let Victoria Cobb speak because this Allison Spillman woman was saying that Victoria Cobb was spreading hate and violence and all of the usual, you know, liberal buzzwords.
Yep.
Because with liberals, and Democrats these days, especially the angry white women pantsuit division that Spanberger so heavily relies upon, you can't have a disagreement with them.
That's true.
If you say something against them, you're promoting violence, you're inciting hate.
Yeah.
But, you know, they won't speak up about, you know, a transgender person going into a crowd, you know, an anti-abortion crowd and assaulting somebody. They won't say anything about that. They won't say anything about, you know, Jimmy Lee Jarvis, a member of the Richmond Democrats, who allegedly, you know, made a verbal threat to bomb John Reed and Andy. You know, they won't say anything about that. But God forbid you say transgenderism is a mental illness. Now you're promoting hate and inciting violence.
Right. Right. No, it is craziness. And you know, Mike, we are in, I've said it before, we are in for some very rough sledding the next 4 years. They have already started introducing their legislation, completely and totally revoking right to work is right there at the top. They've got all sorts of new taxes and fees and mandates. It is going to be exponentially more expensive to live in Virginia, exponentially more expensive to run a business in Virginia. I don't know. You know, it's funny. I don't honestly know what the end game is. Is it simply to chase away everybody who disagrees with the nonsense and turn it into a one-party socialist state? Is it, are they really of the belief, oh, it's only the millionaires and billionaires that pay for this stuff? And I mean, you got to think at some point, if they actually are employed in some way, they'll figure out, won't they? They're paying for all this nonsense.
And you would think so. And the sad thing is that Virginia is a beautiful state. If you took out Northern Virginia, if you took out Richmond, if you took out Charlottesville, the rest of the state would vote 90% Republican. It's just like Illinois. I do a lot of business in Illinois. And once you get outside of Chicago, beautiful state. I mean, agricultural, University of Illinois, beautiful area.
Right.
But you have all those Democrat voters in that one central location, like Chicago, that just weigh the whole state down, just like they do in Virginia with Northern Virginia, Richmond, Charlottesville, that weigh it down and are kind of a noose around its neck. You know, there have been several bills filed in West Virginia. They want to take in the western southern half of Virginia into their state, and the people there in southern and western Virginia want to go and join West Virginia because they have more in common with the people there than they do the people that are going to be running the state of Virginia very soon.
That is absolutely correct. I can't see how that winds up, but man, it is such a bizarre absolutely bizarre situation. So the windup was, though, Victoria Cobb did get to speak, but they made it as difficult as possible. And I wonder, I have to imagine it's probably a one-off, right? They're not going to let other conservatives come to speak. So we'll probably hear more from that Turning Point USA chapter out there at West Albemarle High School.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, don't you think?
I think so. I would expect that they're going to have an uphill battle on any speaker that they want to bring in.
Yeah.
And especially up there, you know, I mean, Philip Hamilton, we know Philip Hamilton. He's ran for state senate up there a couple of times. He's been one of the big active voices up there trying to organize Albemarle to push back against these leftists. I mean, if you follow him on Facebook, that guy, he's you know, kind of adopted a page from my book when I was running. He's everywhere these days up there. And we need people who will not allow this to continue on and push back against the leftists and their censorship, because, you know, I mean, if you don't like Victoria Cobb, don't go to hear her speak. And it just seems like the left has a hard time acknowledging that they want to be able to march in the streets and burn things down and riot without anybody saying a word. But if, God forbid, if you speak up against them, they want to silence you by any means necessary.
That's right. Well, that is absolutely right. They want you to have the freedom to speak so long as what you're saying is something they agree with, and otherwise you are, as you pointed out, somehow you're fomenting hate or peddling division or this other garbage. All right, Mike, I do it every week. We talk about your responsibilities and your great work as a citizen journalist, as a citizen reporter, exemplary. But you are also our WWE expert, our expert commentator on all things WWE. It is just about over, except for the packing of the boxes for John Cena, correct?
Yeah, he's only, I think, got one or two more appearances left. He's got War Games, and then I think the DC SmackDown, I think, is the last one, I believe. I know at War Games it's going to be a rematch with him and Dominic Mysterio, and Natalya was actually on Sirius XM today, and she was saying that she wants she's hoping that she sees the same ending for the Cena title run as we do, where she thinks that Dominic Mysterio should be the one to take it, because one, it will be good because Dominic is a strong character now, and it will only make him even stronger, and two, it will finally give him something over his father, you know, Rey Mysterio. Right. It will finally let him kind of step into that. We saw a great tag match this past week on Cena's last appearance on Raw on Monday with him, Rey Mysterio, and Sheamus versus the Judgment Day. Wow. That Cam Scadaboo, the football player, got involved with and got a lot of ESPN attention for that, because he's on injured reserve and somehow he's at ringside and got involved in pushing one of the Judgment Day.
Well, now, come on, Kat. You know as well as I do. You watched that, as I did, and you looked at all of the mainstream media coverage and all of the hullabaloo. Did you not sit back and go, here we go, Triple H, man? Of course it's all a work, but God, what great placement and performance.
I know. Triple H is good at that. Triple H is very good at thinking of outside-the-box ways and ways to get
Brilliant.
Real traction in the real media. And everybody, I mean, I was watching ESPN First Take, I think yesterday or this morning, and that's all they talked about was, should Cam Scadaboo have been there? He's on injured reserve. Oh, it's so terrible. He's got a season-ending injury, but he's got time for WWE. And then he's posting, you know, I love WWE. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come and get involved, so of course I'm going to do it. And
let's face it, Cam Scadaboo was safer there with less of a risk of injury ringside with WWE performers at Madison Square Garden than he was at home making a PB&J in his own kitchen.
Without a doubt. You know, you know, J.D. McDonahue and Judgment Day, you know, they're going to all, you know, take care of, even though they, you know, pushing, they're going to take care of him and make sure that no one gets hurt. They're all professionals and they know they're going to take care of him.
They absolutely are. And I'll tell you what, I don't follow it the way that you do, but I saw this Dominic Mysterio. Now, I'm still envisioning his dad and I'm thinking, holy mother of God, this kid has God, I mean, his dad was amazing, but not the physical stature. This kid seems to have it all, and I don't do predictions, but like you, I'm thinking it's got to be Cena doing the favor for him, which just catapults him into a whole other category, like into the stratosphere.
Without a doubt. And, you know, Dominic Mysterio's got, he's got that heel charisma right now that, you know, very honky-tonk man-esque and very Eddie Guerrero-esque where he can play the bad guy and you just dislike him from his mannerisms.
Yeah. And, you know, behind the scenes, he's got to be like three of the most likable guys that you would ever meet. Don't you think?
Without a doubt. You hear that from, you read stories about that a lot.
Yeah. He seems like a cool guy. Well, now listen, I know you're still working on getting the X stuff back. Any place you want people to be looking for you on social media, or you still want to make a big bang with it?
I'm going to make a big bang with it on X very soon. I'm almost ready for that. So everybody just be ready.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and WWE expert commentator. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.